Mr. Morvis, we're ready to go. We can leave the mic right there.
Fine.
You'll hear us. Okay. Okay. And Mr. M., what was the date of your birth? Approximately.
January the 15th.
Yeah, what year?
Now, what year is it? You should know.
1898.
Yeah, that's approximately.
All right.
I know everybody always says before Passover or after this, but it's about it.
They give you a fixed date.
Yeah, That makes you approximately how many years old?
76.
76, And what year did you come to the United States?
1913.
Mm-hmm. And then you were how old then?
21.
21.
19.
Huh?
21.
All right, 19 or 21. You were a big 21. Boy. You were a big boy anyhow.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about Europe, the part where you came from. Was it country or city?
It was Bialystok.
Uh-huh.
A city.
A city.
In Poland. Nice city.
A big city,
yes.
Like it. Not as big as Pittsburgh, but a nice-sized city.
Nice-sized. Something maybe like McKeesport.
Like McKeesport,
yes.
And tell me a little bit about your family. You know, the people that lived in the same house with you. How many brothers and sisters? And
five brothers.
Five brothers,
Myself and four others, yes.
And
one sister.
One sister,
yes.
And do you happen to know how you got your family name? Is Morvis the name you had in Europe?
Well, this is the Yorkshire name, Morvis. This is the right name.
This is the name,
right.
Did it mean any particular thing in Russia? I mean, did it have no particular meaning?
No.
Some people had, names that,
Right.
And do you remember the kind of a house that you lived in? Was it stone or wood or room, three rooms?
It was, I think, wood.
Wooden house.
It was about six rooms.
Six rooms, And what kind of work did you do in Europe before you came to this country?
We was in the, the farms where they grow cucumbers and stuff like this, you call it?
Truck
farms. A gardener, you know what I mean.
And then you sold the produce?
Yes, I used to go out and sell the produce.
With a horse and a wagon?
With a horse and a wagon.
And
I made a good job, too.
You did a good job.
Yeah, because my father had another partner. He used to go out. It used to take him a whole day. When I went out, it took me half a day to come back in time.
Were you the oldest son?
No, I wasn't the oldest.
You were?
I was the second to the oldest. No, the third to the oldest.
Third to the oldest.
Yes.
And what language do you speak? Yiddish? Russian?
Well, I can speak Polish. I can Jewish. You know I can speak. Let's see. Russian.
At home with your family, though, you spoke what?
Jewish.
Yiddish. But since you were a bigger boy, did you belong to any kind of an organization like Zionist in Europe? This is
no,
or
not in Europe.
There was nothing like that that you knew about.
No.
Were you friendly, or did you know well any non-Jewish people in your town?
Oh yeah,
just
in a lot of.
You did, and comparatively friendly relations. Or was
always friendly.
People in the same neighborhood.
Because one fella got a licking one time.
Yeah.
He wanted to close up a place about to go to, and he was going to fight with my father. Then I come over and I give him a good licking. Next day. He suddenly says, "How do you do?"
He was more
he was
polite.
Very nice.
He was very polite. That's right. He respected you more. Was the government of Russia at the time friendly to the Jews?
F and F. There was the government itself was friendly, but the people was not too friendly.
Every once in a while.
They made some pogroms sometimes.
My father tells me about that. Certain times. Certain times it was all right.
Certain times all right.
Didn't
bother them. It did bother them, but they come up sometimes. Chases you away like the Cossacks. You know what I mean?
They were in the army. Well, the Cossacks, were they actually the army, or did you just call the Russians the Cossacks?
No, the Cossacks, they used to come around in the city,
In uniform.
There was a little gap, the people.
We
saw them coming, they went to the houses, they not bothered them,
You hid. Just stayed out of the way, in other words.
Tried within himself.
In the old country, what was your synagogue like?
A synagogue is something like in Pittsburgh, a small away.
A little one.
Yeah, it wasn't too little. It was like, it's think like the little shoes they have in Buffalo Street. Something like that.
People band together.
Yeah.
Well, do you know, are you Levi or Cohn or Israel? You know,
Levi or Cohn?
Yeah, Junior Cain, yeah.
Oh, Cohen.
Yeah,
Cohen.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
Now, which were you?
I was a Israel.
Israel, And did this mean that you did anything special in the synagogue there in Europe?
Yeah, they was praying the same as you.
Everybody went and prayed. And did you go to school at all in Bialystok?
Yeah.
How much?
Well, I used to go by maybe 4 years.
I see. I hope we're coming through. Are we coming through? Did you think or talk about Palestine at all at this time?
Yes, really. In fact, my father wanted to move out to Palestine.
He did.
He didn't have the door.
And why, Mr. Moravitz? Because
I didn't like it there. See, he was trying to walk ground over there, you know what I mean? He was same like they do in Israel.
Sure.
Make the gardens nice and plant them. We had cows.
Cows.
We sold milk. The parents used to take care of themselves.
Could you own this land? Did you own it or rent it from a landlord?
We rented it.
From a landlord, yeah.
After the house was ours, you know, but the ground was around us, and we rented it.
So that your father desired to go to Palestine, and you did too.
That's right.
It was the promised land even then. Well, why? What made you decide to come to the United States?
Well, the figure over there is no progress. You walk real cheap. If a fellow made $5-6 a week, that was plenty. And I figured I'll come to America. I'll learn some of the business, and someday I'll go on business myself.
Was your older brother here? Had any of the other members?
No. I had a cousin. He was here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's why.
Then I come up here.
Is that why you chose Pittsburgh?
Then because he was living there, I didn't know anybody else in New York. Then I come to Pittsburgh.
You came directly to Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
When you came over, were you traveling with a group or on the boat, or did you come with your family or by yourself?
By myself.
By yourself.
Yeah.
You picked up. You came. You didn't have anybody else from your town that you came with or anything?
No.
Came on your own?
Yeah.
And you had saved up the money to buy the ticket, or did this cousin send it to you?
I made a little money there, you know what I mean? And my parents had a little money, you know, from the mill, from this, from the business. They gave me some money, and I come to Pittsburgh.
Did you plan on bringing the rest of them over when you came? Was that the plan?
That's right.
That was the plan. And who?
But it was a little too late, you see. In fact, my parents had sent them ship's cards to come.
Ship cards, yeah.
And my brother was very religious.
Which brother? An older?
Older brother. And he thought them out of it.
He thought it wouldn't be.
He did bring over two brothers and a sister.
Younger one.
Yeah.
But he talked your parents out of it. And the older brother and your parents stayed.
The two older brothers and your parents wouldn't come at all.
Well, you know.
If they could plan it again, they wouldn't come.
They wouldn't come. Well, you had to be brave to come. I mean, I think when I think about it, you really.
It was a strange land without a friend
here. That's it. You had to be brave. When you came to the United States, did anybody meet you, an organization? Do you remember when you came in?
In New York, they met me.
I know. It's very touching. It really is. Oh, don't be upset. No, please. I'm sorry. That's all right. Okay, now we're in business. HIAS met you at Ellis Island, was this? Uh-huh. And what did they offer to help you? Did they take you somewhere?
They just asked us where we're going, and they sent somebody to go on the train.
Oh, they got you your ticket. You went directly to Pittsburgh. You didn't stay in New York. Uh-huh. And
they brought us food over there. They gave us the first meal.
Uh-huh. And you found somebody at least who could you could talk to. Uh-huh. Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
Yeah.
The same.
A little difference. Over there was M-U.
Uh-huh.
I threw the U out and made M-O.
Oh, did you do it or did the officials do it at Ellis Island?
I done it.
Yeah, uh-huh. It sounded more like you wanted it pronounced,
that's
huh?
Right.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I thought it sounds better than more of it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
More of it sounds a little
I think
delicate.
So. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What was your first impression? Do you remember when you first came to the United States?
Well, it was a big surprise seeing such a big, beautiful buildings. And,
mm-hmm.
And the people come there, what they call it, where you come in, you know, where you see the picture of the
statue.
Columbus
uh-huh.
statue.
Mm-hmm.
This was interesting, looked around and everything else, and then a couple of days with them to
mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh.
And were you disappointed in Pittsburgh?
No,
or?
Wasn't
no.
disappointed.
Uh-huh.
It was everything nicer than over there.
Mm-hmm.
When I come to the videos at the test, I thought this is nothing like it. I saw stone houses, this.
Mm-hmm.
It looked interesting.
It looked different than Bialystok.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And it came a time when I went to move there. And we was living there
mm-hmm.
in the state after. I was surprised, you know what I mean, that
mm-hmm.
we stayed that long.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a difference entirely.
Mm-hmm.
When I come in, I was going out with, this fellow was in the Huckster business. I went with him a couple
Huckster
of days.
Huckster business, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I just didn't like it. Then I went to work for $4 a week, grocery business, to learn the business.
What kind of business?
Grocery business.
Grocery business. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Then over there, of course, I was walking there. They were satisfied and asked for a raise. They used to give me. When I made $15, I thought I'm a millionaire.
That's when you sent the tickets to Europe, I bet. Uh-huh. And this was your first job. You stayed at this first job.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. After you tried huckstering.
That's right.
By huckstering, you mean with a horse and a wagon.
Yeah.
A life similar to the old country.
That's
uh-huh.
right. But I didn't, I just went maybe 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started to peddle a little.
Mm-hmm.
Mantles.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't like it either.
Mm-hmm.
Then I liked better the business inside. See?
Mm-hmm.
They paid $4, then they paid $5 and $6.
Was this
$7.
A store? You worked in a store?
Yeah.
Did you actually sell?
I sold for a few days, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You learn a whole lot from people.
Mm-hmm.
They show you that this lace, till you get to know the whole thing. When I went through there, it walked there by 6-8 people. I was the only one left.
Mm-hmm.
Always somebody else to send away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because
but you stayed on.
I stayed on because they want me there.
Mm-hmm.
And there would come in one of his relations. Then I figured maybe this time, maybe I'll be the next one to
maybe
go.
You'll lose your job, yeah.
Then I went to another store, another place to work, a fellow went in business, see? Then he figured that I knew the business, and he took me for that purpose because I knew the business.
Mm-hmm.
When he took me for that purpose, for the business I was running in, somebody else told him, why should you pay this boy $50 a week? You can get somebody for $20 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was there with him maybe by 2-3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he got somebody for $20, but he didn't stay no more in business.
Uh-huh.
You see, I was worth, all he was paying me was worth 10 times as much.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Then I figured after I was laid off over there, I might as well go in business for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Then I took a store with a reasonable rent.
Well, let me ask you this before
yeah.
you go on. Was this like 5 years? How many years after you had been here did you feel that you were?
Three or four years
you went into business for yourself
right.
in a little store.
Yeah.
In the on the Hill District?
No, up on Penn Avenue.
On Penn Avenue,
yeah.
Uh-huh. So in other words, that you feel as though within the first 5 years you accomplished something. You went on your own, right?
And there's a lot of people that used to come into the store there to sell merchandise. I got acquainted with them. When I started business, I only had $150. I had $300.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid to invest the whole thing.
Sure. You were protected. Can I ask you this? Did you feel any time during these first 5 years that you weren't being properly treated because you were an immigrant in this country?
I was always treated.
Yeah, you felt always that way.
Yeah.
And
people liked me, and customers used to ask for me, you know what I mean.
In all your relationships, you didn't feel that because you were an immigrant.
I liked Jewish people, Gentile, everybody. There was no difference to me.
And
I treated them all alike, that's all.
Was there any time in this beginning that you were, anything in the United States that you were disappointed in at the beginning that you had thought in Europe?
No. Much better.
It lived up to all that you hoped for. I forgot this question. Did your grandparents come from Russia, from the same place? I mean, your parents' parents, were they from this Bialystok?
No, there was a little farther up near Brest-Litovsk.
That's Russia or Poland?
My parents was born there.
Was that Russia or Poland at the time?
That was
Poland.
That was
Well, Bialystok was Poland or Russia?
Poland.
Poland
belonged to the Russian anyhow.
Yeah.
It was von Kink. It was Russia. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The Tsar was the Tsar of Poland and Russia at the time. Do you happen to remember any particular favorite objects, or did you bring any religious object with you from Russia, from Poland with you when you came to the United States?
Well, everything is the same here. The religious is the same here.
But did you bring any object or something that you prayed with or anything?
It was nothing to bring over there. It was too poor.
There was nothing to bring. Yeah. And did you have papers with you?
Oh, sure.
Your papers. In other words,
I had a passport and papers.
When you left legally with all the papers and all that, because some people didn't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't 100% Russia, it was 99% Russia.
Did the change in the way you ate and the climate and everything here, did it affect your health in any way, good or bad?
Very good.
You were a young man,
I liked everything.
Do you remember what your first home was like? Did you live with your cousin?
Yeah, I lived with my cousin at the first home. And up the hill there. Near Center Avenue, Robinson Street, in that section.
Was it the same kind of a house as in Europe, better or worse?
It wasn't too hot, you know what I mean? It was fair, you know, a brick, a duplex, you know.
It was better than the one in Europe that you lived in?
Yeah, it was a little better.
It was a little improvement.
It was put out night time. We had to sleep lots of nights on the fire escapes.
But everybody did,
That's right.
And what was the neighborhood like? Was it all Jewish or mixed?
No, it was a lot of color. A lot of color there. A lot of Jews. You know, this is where the world trouble was in that section lately.
Where it is now.
Yeah.
And how
it was white Gentiles too, you know.
All kinds. Yeah. Mixed.
Yeah.
And how long did you live there with your cousin?
I lived there about 2-3 years.
Before you went into business for yourself?
Yeah.
Then you moved?
Then when I moved, I moved in a boarding house. Stayed with a woman over there, and she used to take care of me, you know.
And you ate your meals there and everything?
After I was in business, this sort of thing.
This was
not
after,
before.
Yeah. And when you came to this country, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
Oh, yeah.
You were a religious, observing Jew. In what way were you religious? Did you go to shul and...
I used to lay film in the morning.
You did?
Sure.
All the observances you brought from the old country, carried over.
Probably after you got too busy, you dropped things.
That's right. Did you, when things got hard for you, in your prayers or when you thought, did you call upon God? I mean, Was God something real to you?
It was always real.
It's always real. Uh-huh. It says that I have on this that at this time many Jewish people were not religious. I don't know. Did you know any that were not?
In our house was religious.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the people that you knew, like in your boarding house, were they mostly all religious?
These people were very religious.
Uh-huh.
When I was little.
Uh-huh.
Very religious.
Uh-huh.
They didn't work Saturday, you know what
uh-huh.
I mean?
Uh-huh.
Saturday they give us shunt and stuff like this, you know, like.
Shunt. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Shunt. Shunt, uh-huh. They call it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Chholent. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. They liked it. They stay there. In fact, they had another fellow staying with me. He's my partner now.
Is, oh,
we
really?
We stayed in the same place.
Did you come from the old country together, or you met him here?
No, I met him here in school.
Uh-huh.
In school.
Uh-huh.
And I gave him the first job.
Uh-huh.
And now he's my partner.
Isn't that something? Was he in school, you met him? Uh-huh.
Franklin School.
Uh-huh. Did, say, in the first 5 years that you came to this country, did you change any of your religious practices from what they had been in Europe?
You can keep it up like in Europe.
You can't.
You know what I mean? It was these all the time, and it was like a machine working.
Mm-hmm.
And it was no time. We used to stay open sometimes from 7 o'clock in the morning till 12 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
Was out to make a living that time.
Mm-hmm. So that you didn't always lay tefillin and everything else
not
that
always,
you had done
no.
at the beginning.
No.
You tried, but...
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I even do it sometime now, you know what
uh-huh.
I mean.
But in Europe, there was lots of time, so you could do it, huh?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Did you attend a synagogue when you came to this country at the beginning?
Yes.
Right away.
Mm-hmm.
Where was it located?
Robinson Street. We had a synagogue there.
Right close to where you lived.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then when I come to Pittsburgh, I was going to Polytechnic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then we transferred to Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. What was this first synagogue like? Was, I mean, you know, physically, a little room?
Small.
Uh-huh.
Small room.
Uh-huh.
They called it the Little Russian Shul.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how often did you go?
We used to go just on the holidays.
Just on the holidays.
There was no time.
Uh-huh.
After that.
You didn't go on Saturdays and
no,
on Friday night.
No, uh-huh. You're busy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was out to make a living.
Mm-hmm. Your home at this time, first with your cousin and then in the boarding house. What
yes.
observances? Did you have holiday celebrations there in those places or
oh,
not?
Yeah. They had holidays.
Mm-hmm.
They very kept holidays.
A Seder? And
yeah, everything.
Mm-hmm. Both in the boarding house and with
yes.
your cousin.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The boarding house the most. My cousin was fair. He wasn't too much, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, did you think less of anybody who wasn't as practicing a Jew as you, or everybody what? Was the
that to me was all alike. Can be responsible for the next fellow.
You're right. Absolutely. I did know, we did find out what kind of work you did when you first came to this country. You huckstered a little bit. You didn't like it.
Yes.
And then to
days,
the grocery store.
3 days.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember how much you earned in your first, this first job that you had in this grocery store?
$4 a week.
$4. And what were your hours?
It was no hours. It was from 8 o'clock in the morning till 10.
Till you were finished?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you could start all over again, would you go into the same kind of work?
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm. Did
because
you?
I like to talk to people, I like to sell,
mm-hmm.
you know.
The personal.
I always like people.
Mm-hmm.
Comes a few bad ones, you bypass them. You know, like a fella come to me one time, and he says, he wants me to give him a special price. I says, in this place, it's one price for everybody, we're making a difference. Then he went away for 3-4 days, then he come back himself. I didn't ask him to come back.
Mm-hmm.
He liked to come and dingazach, you know what I mean, try to offer for article like 25, give him for 20.
Mm-hmm.
If I give him for 20, he wanted for 15 cents.
Mm-hmm.
But I made my mind, and this store is one price for everybody. No exceptions. And this is the way I'm even doing it today, the same thing. One price for all, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Did you belong to any kind of a union?
There wasn't a union.
No
union.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And you've remained at this same kind of work.
Yeah.
To this day, to
that's
this
right.
very day that you started out the first thing.
Then I started to make stores, you know.
Mm-hmm. With your partner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We started to make stores and taking people to work. We had a few bad partners, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They like the business too much. They want to get rid of us.
Mm-hmm. Were they mostly landsmen that you were your partners?
No. It was not. They met me. And one of them was my boss that I worked for.
Ah,
uh-huh. But he wasn't.
First boss, in other words.
First boss for the working grocery store. He wanted to be my partner.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't last too long. In fact, I put in there, lost all of money, all of what I made in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Put in there, lost it with him.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we had cash and carry business. People cared, but maybe we didn't know what happened to the money.
With the cash.
So we left it to him.
This was always retail. It was not wholesale grocery.
And they had wholesale, too. Cash and carry was wholesale.
Oh, that was wholesale.
And this is the one we lost the money, see.
Mm-hmm.
We left everything to him.
Mm-hmm.
One time he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't give us the key to open, see. He thought everybody's like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. And did your stores, were they open on Saturdays and on holidays?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't help it.
Uh-huh.
No, they used to close up Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Yes.
Okay.
Then they had only a couple stores, two or three stores.
Now let's talk about your romantic life. When did you first meet the person that you married?
I went over to rent a store.
To where?
To rent a store.
To rent a store in another town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I brought over a girl from Europe first.
You did?
Yeah, but then she came here, I changed my mind.
Well, did you know this girl that you brought over?
She
or did you?
She lived across the street from us.
In Bialystok?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then I brought her over, and then we had different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
When she came, I paid for the ticket, I bought her clothes. She was
How old
brother.
Were you then, Mr. Morvitz?
I must have been about 25 years.
25, old. Uh-huh. You had been here then about 3 or 4 years, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I played on ice and everything else, and that's all, playing, that I changed my mind to get married, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And she was left with a brother. She married somebody else.
She married somebody. She had family here, too.
Then I saw my wife in the small town eating ice cream
uh-huh.
in the street.
Uh-huh.
And I was with her grandfather.
Her grandfather.
Her grandfather.
Uh-huh.
And I asked, who's that girl?
Mm-hmm.
He said, this is my grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
Then I told him, let's talk about renting the store and bring her out to make an agreement.
Uh-huh.
Then I brought her up. In the meantime, I made a date with her.
How old were you?
About 25, I think, that time.
And how old was she?
19.
Uh-huh.
I think she was 18, I think.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I was a little older than that. Pauline, how old was I when I married you?
When he first met you. When he saw you with the ice cream cone. And it was was it love at first sight?
What?
It was love at first sight.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. When were you married? What was the marriage date?
The marriage days? She can tell you, I think.
Remember January 22nd, 1922.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then for about 3 months,
uh-huh.
I think.
Uh-huh. That was very good. Quick courtship, huh? And so you arranged, the marriage was not arranged then. You saw your wife and you made the arrangements.
Went up with her, uh-huh. made a date with her, come up to the house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to the people for sure and stuff like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
we're talking about getting married. At that time already, I was already in business.
Mm-hmm.
And I could make a living for her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, after the partnership, we broke up, then we had to give, you know what I mean, some of the money what we saved up, we had to give back to pay off the bills.
Mm-hmm.
But they never went bankruptcy.
But this
always
was after
managed.
You were married,
yeah.
Is that right? Uh-huh.
We managed always to be honest and pay everybody off, not to owe no money to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Even we took the licking ourselves, but any licking that was to be given,
mm-hmm.
we took it ourselves.
Tell me about this marriage, in other words, wasn't prearranged. It was
no.
between the two of you.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think that if you had been living in the old country, you would have had a prearranged marriage? Did
no,
this, that the way
thing.
They did
in fact,
it?
In fact, I got the other girl was the same way.
Strictly
That's right.
yourself?
Yeah.
It wasn't arranged?
No, I didn't
by
need my
anybody.
Alpha.
Mm-hmm. Was your wife from the same background in Europe as you? Was she from the same country?
She was from another country, but she was only 2.5 years old.
Uh-huh, when she came to
yeah.
this country. She wasn't from the same country.
Yeah.
So, in other words, you weren't attracted to her because she was from the same particular background.
No.
It was strictly because you
liked
her.
I liked her looks. I liked her talk, the way
mm-hmm.
she talked, the way that